Two Californians arrested for alleged $54 million Medicare scheme. In Southern California, a Los Angeles woman and a San Fernando Valley man were arrested on October 9th for allegedly defrauding Medicare more than $54 million through hospice, diagnostic testing services that were never provided, and laundered using gold bars and coins. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, 36-year-old Sophia Shaklian of the Larchmont area of Los Angeles and 47-year-old Alex Alexanian of Burbank were charged on a 24-count federal grand jury indictment. Shaklian is charged with 16 counts of healthcare fraud and 4 counts of transactional money laundering, the office said. Alexanian is charged with 1 count of conspiracy to launder monetary instruments and 3 counts of concealment money laundering. Shaklian allegedly often used aliases to submit claims for 7 healthcare providers enrolled with Medicare in Los Angeles County. A business she owned, Chateau de Lumina Hospice and Palliative Care in Pasadena, was listed in the indictment to have allegedly participated in the scheme. Several diagnostic testing companies, such as St. George Radiology, Hope Diagnostics, Direct Imaging and Diagnostics, Lab One, LabTech, and LifeScan Diagnostics, were also named. The companies allegedly submitted more than $54 million in fraudulent claims to Medicare for services that were never done and were unnecessary between March 2019 and August 2024. They received a total of more than $23 million for those claims, according to the indictment. Shaklian allegedly transferred Medicare funds paid to her company to an account with the fake name Varsenic Babayan. Alexanian allegedly conspired with a foreign national and others to open St. George Radiology and acquire Console Hospice. Together, they allegedly submitted fraudulent claims to Medicare and laundered the reimbursements, including funds deposited into their accounts under the Babayan name. They purchased more than $6 million worth of gold bars and coins, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. It said Alexanian had control of those companies and bank accounts, including the foreign individual's bank account, and that the individual fled the country. The U.S. Attorney's Office did not respond to a request for comment by the Epoch Times, although it said the foreign national is a citizen of Ukraine and fled there. The Epoch Times contacted the lawyers for Shaklian and Alexanian, but did not receive a reply by publication time. If convicted, Shaklian faces a maximum of 240 years in prison and Alexanian faces a maximum of 80 years. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of the Inspector General and the FBI are investigating the case.